And I read in the Sunset Mill that Dory's dead. And I thank God to this day that I was on that respirator, because I don't think I would have been able to breathe. I mean, that my whole life just changed with that news.
That's Emily Slawsburg recalling how she felt when she found out her twin sister and best friend Dory had died as a result of a 1996 car crash involving both sisters. When Slawsburg was just a teenager, she, her sister, and five other friends agreed to go to a party after they were invited by a guy at a bowling alley. So all seven of them piled into the back seat of a two-door Honda Civic.
The driver puts his seatbelt on. His friend up front puts his seatbelt on. So we're in the car, we're stuffed in the car, and he starts driving down Palmetto Park Road. And the driver starts weaving in and out of traffic. He just starts speeding. And I'll never forget, we almost get into an accident because he almost hit the car in front of us. And instead of slowing down, he starts speeding up faster. And we all look at each other in the car. I looked into my twin sister's eyes, and she looked scared. But for some reason, nobody said anything.
But she says within seconds, the speeding car bounced across a median and plowed head-on into another car.
All seven of us in the backseat fly out of the car. The driver and his friend, who were wearing their seatbelts, they stay in the car. The car we hit, there's three ladies in the car. They were all wearing their seatbelts. They were okay. As a result, out of the seven of us from the backseat, five are dead, including my twin sister, Dory. I survive, and another girl survives. She's a quadriplegic who can only move her right arm, and she still breathes on a respirator.
And Slawsburg says she'll never forget waking up in a hospital bed.
My bone was out of my leg. My ribs were punctured in my lung. I had a tube coming out of here. My tongue was half off. I was on a respirator. I couldn't breathe on my own. I felt like my head was on a machine. Like, I had trees growing out of my hair. And all I can think about, the pain, the physical pain was nothing, but I'll never forget, like, my visitors. I see all my family. I see my dad, I see my mom, but I don't see Dory.
And that accident changed her family forever. Her father, former Democratic Representative Irv Slawsburg, decided to run for office and has continually fought for enhancements to Florida's driving laws. That includes a 2009 law partly named after his daughter Dory, requiring all Florida drivers wear a safety belt. And together with his surviving daughter Emily, created the Dory Slawsburg Foundation, where Emily is a CEO and talks about her story encouraging traffic safety efforts. At age 35, Emily is now following in her father's footsteps as the newly elected representative for District 91 in the South Florida area. One of the first bills she filed enhances penalties for people who text and drive while in a school zone or crossing. She's also filing a similar bill, making it a primary offense for juveniles to text while driving. And having gotten into an accident after texting while driving himself, Hialeah Republican Renee Garcia is sponsoring the Senate version of that bill.
Those are issues that are very important to her, and I'd be more than happy to help her and push this issues here in the Senate.
He and Slawsburg are also sponsoring the Mayra Capote Act, mandating Florida students remain on school grounds during the lunch hours. The only exception is those who obtain parental consent.
That comes as a result of a mother in my district, Mayra Capote, whose daughter some time ago died as a result of leaving campus for lunch, and she has been on a mission to try to close school lunches across the state. She was successful in Miami-Dade County, where they're no longer open, and she wants to ensure that that accident doesn't happen to any student in the state of Florida.
But he says the legislation could encounter some trouble.
It's an uphill battle, because I understand that there's issues with our rural communities not having the adequate lunch access in their schools. But I will continue to fight and be her advocate up here in Tallahassee.
Both their bills, if they ever became law, would take effect July 1st of next year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.